Martin, it's a tough afternoon for you, stepping up as caretaker manager. In the end, a really disappointing result for City.
Is losing any game of football is disappointing. I thought we started the game okay. I don't think they created a great deal, but I saw a little bit of grit and determination from the players early on in the game. A couple of block shots, and we, I think we had one cleared off the line, which we did, which was good. And then you know, you can see that when you concede a penalty.
What did you make of the penalty? Because it seemed to be 6-1 and half a dozen of the other, and it's the last thing, given our confidence, that we needed today.
No, I think you're right. I think you touched on it there about confidence. It's the last thing that we needed. I've had a little look at it. I can't see anything in it. I think there's a handbag from both players. So it's disappointing that we conceded a penalty in the first half when actually we'd started okay. And then a set piece that we've got to deal, with it better. I think everybody knows that. It's a really, really soft goal. Which has been a factor all season. Soft goals have been conceded all season, but listen, I don't think it was a lack of effort today. I've got to be honest. I've got to take responsibility second half.
I was going to ask you, because we kind of went for broke. We were chasing the game, didn't we? And having got the goal, we were in the game. But then they did us on the break, which was always likely to happen if we were pressing bodies forward.
No, like I said in the week, they're a very good side. They've got players that can hurt you, like you say, on the break. They've got pace, they've got power, and they've got quality. And you know, they really did pounce on us when we allowed them to. But as I said, I've got to take responsibility for that. I thought I changed it to try and get us back in the game at 2-0 down. We managed to get a goal. I thought we managed that. After the goal, I'm thinking, right, here we go. We're getting back in the game. But And then we get sucker punched straight away. I changed things to try and be a little bit more attacking, and we had two or three strikers on the pitch at that time, and ultimately that makes you susceptible going the other way, and that's how it went. So I'll take responsibility for the goals and the number of goals that was conceded, but I thought we had to change it to try and get us back in the game. Like I say, we did that, but then obviously Portsmouth being the good side that they are and the qualities that they have, I can't really compliment them enough today. I thought they were very good. They were ruthless, and they sort of put us to the sword late on.
We've been conceding goals, and you said that as well. Does it disappoint you? Because maybe they were good counters, but again, the goals we should and could be stopping.
No, they are. I think, listen, the players have just said it in there. I'll say it. You know, there's been a little bit of a naivety this season from players, particularly when we're attacking behind the ball. We've not managed to prevent counter-attacks, and I think that's something that's really important, that whoever comes in next week or whenever that is, that they come in and we address that, and that's got to get sorted out. Otherwise, we're going to keep conceding goals. But as I said, look, I don't think it's a lack of effort from the players. I thought they worked the hardest. They give me everything. They give themselves everything. But we were beaten by a far better team today.
Yeah, not good enough. Can I ask you about Paul Caddis? What was the situation and why he came off at half time?
He came off with an injury with his elbow. His bone was sticking out at half time. I thought Paul had done well first half. I thought he contained Curtis quite well first half. So. You know, he got a big lump in his elbow where his bone was sort of not sticking through the skin, it was just sticking out. So he got treated for that half time. We weren't able to settle it down, so we were forced into that change of Kelvin Miller. I thought came on and did well when he came on.
Yeah, can I ask a big question as well? I'm not sure if you were, but the captain's armband, was it supposed to have gone to Anthony O'Connor? Are you aware of who should be wearing the captain's armband?
Yeah, no, at half time, obviously. Obviously, Paul went off and he took the captain's armband on, and it was transferred across to Anthony,
who then took the captain's armband off and threw it in the back of the goal. Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of that, no. I've come straight from the dressing room now, so if that's the case, then obviously we'll have to have a look at that. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, well, it's been pointed out to people, so I'm obviously going to ask you the question. If you're not aware of it, then there's not an awful lot, but it doesn't bode well. I mean, 500 fans travelling down today. It's a long journey down here, and they've not had a lot to shout about, and it's getting demoralising for these people, isn't it, Martin?
Yeah, of course it is, and I feel for them, I really do. I said in the week that they're an unbelievable group of supporters, and simple fact is they deserve better. That's the truth, they deserve a lot better, and we've not given them that this season. Hopefully, as I said, someone comes through the door next week and they can lift the place, they can lift the confidence, because you can clearly see there's a lack of confidence in the players. I'll be honest, I know the criticism will come for the players and it'll come for the staff, and rightly so.
But do you want them to look in the mirror and have a look at themselves and give a little bit more for the cause? I know you said it wasn't a lack of effort, but we just seem fragile, don't we, at times? I know it's a confidence thing, but there's not enough there at the moment, and that's worrying.
It is worrying, and I can't argue with you. I think you're absolutely right. I know from the outside it'll look as if the players don't care as much as they do. I assure you now they do care. I know it doesn't look like that at times from an outsider's point of view, but I can assure you they do care. And as I said today, I don't think it was a lack of effort. I thought they tried. I just thought we were beaten by a better team today. But there's plenty more games to go. And listen, if we sit and think about this for too long, then it's going to distract us for preparations for next week. I think the players need to come in on Monday morning. We need to work hard again. I know it's cliche. I know I'll get hammered for saying that, but it is. There's nothing else you can do. We're facing adversity, yeah. And we've got to go and attack it. It's as simple as that. We can't keep talking about the disappointment of this or disappointment. It's irrelevant. The next game's coming round the corner. We've got to get ready for it as fast as we can.
And as far as the managerial position is concerned, you were caretaker today. Is it something you might have been interested in, or do you think we need? I know it's not your say, but do we need an experienced man or somebody to come in and take over the group?
I think, like I said earlier in the week, I've no interest in the job on a long-term basis. I did it today as a matter of necessity while the club tries to find the next person that comes in. It certainly needs somebody. I think that's evident today. The players need a lift, need confidence, they need to be built up, and they need somebody who's got proven track record of winning instantly. That's what they need.
Because there is a team in there, we're just not seeing it at the moment, are we?
No, they're good players. There's some good players in there. There is some good players in there. But as you've said, we've got a soft underbelly that's been there all season, and we've conceded too many goals through naivety and lack of focus and concentration. And that's got to be sorted out quickly, or we're in for a bad time between now and the end of the season.
Okay, appreciate your honesty today. Tough afternoon for you, Martin.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, there you go. Martin Drury joining us on Pulse 2.